every year you think, okay, this year I'm going to enjoy it. We're going to start a little earlier, reduce some of the stresses, and no.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, I don't mean to alarm you, but we're like 11 days from Christmas.
Don't do that. I can't even scream in response. It's a good thing I'm too tired.
We need one of those Kevin screams. It's almost hard to believe.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's all, maybe it's all a hoax. It's not true.
It's true, Charlie Brown.
I don't know. I mean, it's just amazing how quickly, and it's like every year you think, okay, this year I'm going to enjoy it. We're going to start a little earlier, reduce some of the stresses, and no. We're right back where we started.
Yep.
I mean, really, all that we have going is the gavel goat.
It's still alive.
And still alive. I was watching it last night. In fact, I wrote a contact us little link I put on there. Hey, tell the guards. We've been watching them at night, so let them know we appreciate them. And they awesome. Wrote back today, said they pass it along.
Sweet.
So, I know. Even though I do, there's a little bit of me that I just, when I go to look, I expect like some smoldering to be coming from his side, you know?
Oh, totally.
But I don't know.
I keep hoping I'll see like a flaming arrow just come flying.
That would be so cool.
Have you noticed though, it's been snowing there and
yes,
the gavel goat looks like it's made out of like a giant frosted mini wheat.
It does kind of look snow like that. You're right. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, it does.
That's all I got, man.
That's all you got. Hey, Scott, how about we start? I mean, well, maybe we won't start anything, but, you know, we've been watching Christmas movies like they're going out of style. I mean, we're just trying to get all these things in, and I'm like, I almost feel like, okay, first thing in the morning, we're watching Miracle on 34th Street just to get it done. It's not even binge watching. It's almost like pressure watching.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a task list you gotta
exactly yeah, like, well, it's not Christmas if you don't get them all in. And I know all my kids feel the same way. They're like, what are we gonna watch? It's gotta be a Christmas thing. But we started last night One Magic Christmas. Have you ever seen that?
No.
I wouldn't say it's a classic because you've never heard of it, but it's an old Disney one, probably made in the 80s maybe, and it's just about a mom. I think moms should have to watch it. It's kind of like It's a Wonderful Life, only on the mom side. You know, mom, she's just caught up in being behind and how lousy her life is. And then something happens to her husband and her children. And through the miracle of Santa Claus, she realizes that her family is way more important. And it's kind of a good family thing.
So if you had to strip it down, you could only watch three more movies this year. What would those three be?
You mean like you could only get three more in?
Yeah. Just like for us underachievers who.
Yeah, that's a good thought. I don't know. We were talking on our podcast last night, The Smiling Homeschooler. You know what your favorite is? My son says his favorites are the Home Alone, which are good. I'm starting to get fatigued by the repetitivity. I feel like we only watch it once a year, but it feels like it comes around every 6 weeks, you know? And so I'm kind of looking for something maybe different.
I've kind of had enough of the tearjerkers. Maybe it's just because I've had a sad year or something.
Did you watch 8-Bit Christmas?
No.
Oh, watch that one. That's a definite 8-bit Christmas. Maybe Amazon Prime or something. You might have to rent it. But it's a good dad one. A tearjerker. A little bit, you know.
I cry at everything. I cry at everything.
Well, you won't cry until the very end.
Yeah.
And it kind of comes out by surprise, but it's a good dad. Good dad one. Have you seen Arthur Christmas?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's just a funny one. That's a funny animated one. It's on Amazon Prime. This super clever. It's super funny. It's just really well done. So that's a good one. So
You're not selling it. You're not selling it. I'm not convinced.
No.
I have really little Christmas movie watching time left that I can get excited about.
8-bit Christmas. Do that one tonight, Scott. And then Arthur Christmas. Do that one. They'll like it. And then how about something different? Have you watched Klaus? It's also funny. Kind of different. I think it came out last year.
I haven't even heard of these things. Where are you digging these up from?
Hey, you want something different and fun. Yes. You could do like It's a Wonderful Life or whatever, but you've already seen that one dozens of times this year.
Cry through that whole thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one. It's a good one. It's a classic.
I know. I love it.
But if you want something different and something that's fun and will also tug your dad's strings, do 8-Bit Christmas, do Arthur Christmas, and then do Klaus. Klaus will take you a few minutes to get into, but it's because it's kind of a different animation style, but you're going to like it.
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
Do I need to repeat them again?
8-Bit Christmas, Arthur Christmas, and Klaus.
With a K. Okay. Well, speaking of It's a Wonderful Life, I was thinking, Scott, because you are kind of a Wonderful Life aficionado, whatever that means.
I used to be.
Okay, well, I'm going to just test your knowledge here. But before that, you know, I was thinking, you know, I just saw this on the internet. It says, which states have the most Christmas cheer? And apparently they have a very complex scientific measuring device, which include internet searches, what you stream, social media posts, and also look at Christmas-themed cultured markers, like the number of Christmas tree farms per capita, the charitable giving in each state, which I don't know. They just make this up. But so they have it kind of color coded. So like a light pink is least Christmas spirit all the way to dark red, which is most Christmas spirit. And where would you guess? I mean, I don't see like number one or number two. It just kind of like in the colors. Where would you guess? What would you guess like a high Christmas state would be?
Well, I think your family must ramp up Indiana's Christmas spirit pretty significantly. So
that is a good guess because it is way at the top. any others?
Florida.
Florida is low. I think it's because it's got all those old people down there. And, you know, and they're just mad at young people. And it's warm down there. I don't know how you could have a warm state and have Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
And really, the warm states do tend to be less Christmassy, except Arizona. Arizona is a little higher. And Nevada is real high. I don't know. No, that's not Nevada. What's right above Arizona?
New Mexico?
No.
I don't know. Colorado? The square one? That's Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado is high. Must be all the skiing and marijuana use. But the Midwest is really the breadbasket of Christmas happiness.
I knew it.
I mean, it's Indiana, Kentucky, not Illinois, because I assume Chicago, even though like every good movie, Christmas movie is made in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin's high. Michigan's fairly high. Your state of Ohio is good. West Virginia, Pennsylvania, all good. Alaska's pretty high too, but what do they have else to be happy about? So if you're looking for Christmas spirit and you're, say, you live in Nevada or...
You live in Boise, Idaho.
If you live in Portland, you better move right now. Idaho is not high on that. You need to come to the Midwest, come to Indiana, which is high, or Colorado. Colorado, you don't have to move quite as far, but there you go. Okay, how about It's a Wonderful Life quiz. And some of these are pretty easy, but I didn't think it up. I just took it off the Reader's Digest. Question. What's the name of the guardian angel who takes George Bailey on his journey?
Clarence.
Okay. Who directed It's a Wonderful Life?
Frank Capra.
Good job. Why is George ineligible for service in World War II?
His ear.
Yes, he is deaf in one ear. You know, I was thinking about that last night. You know, back then when they made movies, that's where you could treat kids like dirt. You know, you slap Mr. Gower. Gower. You know, he can slap George in the head a couple times, but everybody's okay with that. Because he was sorry. And even now, if you're not sorry, that's okay too. Okay.
He was also drunk.
But
exactly. he was mourning because his son died. Yeah.
Right. What's the name of the town It's a Wonderful Life takes place in?
Bedford Falls.
Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls! Yeah, that's right.
What is it when George has his little...
Potterville.
Yeah, there you go. His little episode. Yeah. It's Potterville.
Okay. What book did George receive as a gift from Clarence?
Oh, it's Tom Sawyer, isn't it?
Yes, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. This is a gimme. Who's the actor who plays George Bailey?
Jimmy Stewart.
That's right. What's the name of George's youngest daughter?
Zuzu.
Yep. In the world where George was never born, what occupation does Mary have?
Librarian.
That's right.
That's one of my favorite parts about that movie, by the way. I mean, talk about the ultimate love story. He doesn't even exist, and she knows that she can't be with anyone else. She's just this lonely old librarian. What a great wife.
Wow. Wow. Scott, you should make a song just about Mary's love for George that she never even knew.
Yes.
Even though I didn't know you, my heart was empty. No wonder you cry over everything.
I'm a romantic at heart. By the way, you just reminded me, a friend of mine shares unusual Christmas songs online, and he posted one last night that says, "I want a cowgirl for Christmas." I think it's just called Cowgirl for Christmas. It's hilarious.
That's a song?
Yes, it's great.
I want a cowgirl for Christmas.
Yes.
Maybe you can you play a little bit at the end of this show?
No.
Oh, you're afraid?
We'll get shot.
We've been burned.
I'll share the link on your Facebook page. How about that? It's okay. A fun little video, okay. Too. It has a horse with a Santa hat on it and stuff.
Okay. It must be quality.
Yes.
What does George's brother, Harry, become when he joins the service?
He's a pilot, isn't he?
Yes, a Navy pilot.
Yeah.
Like
Top Gun, man.
That's right. we already did that. Oh, no. What event causes George to lose hearing in his left ear?
He was sled riding with his brother and his buddies, and he fell through the ice.
My kid brother, Harry Bailey.
Yes.
Yeah. Which New York town in the Finger Lakes region is believed to be the inspiration for Bedford Falls? I don't know how they know this.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Seneca Falls.
Huh.
So there you go.
Oh, wow. There I learned something.
I know it. Have you watched A Miracle on 34th Street? We watched it last night.
I haven't watched much yet this year. I did watch. My family was in a play this weekend, and so I saw The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, the musical, three times this weekend. So,
Herdmans.
It was great. Yes, the Herdmans. The little girl who played Gladys.
Oh, Gladys Herdman.
She was a 10-year-old girl, had never been in a musical before, and man, can she sing, and she fit the part perfect. She was awesome.
So
it was a lot
of fun.
Awesome. That's my
good.
Kids were the best, of course.
I saw that on television with Loretta Swit.
No
Do
kidding.
You remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Hot Lips on MASH.
Exactly. So, yes.
Are we allowed to say that?
Yes.
Or has it been canceled?
I don't know. But that was one of those we had on a VHS tape that we recorded years and years and years ago.
Huh. I'll have to look that up. I haven't seen that one. Yeah.
Do you remember all those old commercials? Do you remember commercials, Scott, when they were fit to watch?
Vaguely.
Teddy Ruxpin. Do you remember? You know, or pow, pow, power wheels, pow, pow, power wheels.
Yes.
Or, you deserve a break today.
Hey, I don't know if I've shared this story, and it really should be shared.
Okay.
My sister-in-law won't listen to this anyway, so I'm safe.
Okay.
There was a...
She's got to listen, you know that.
I think it was Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah?
Were there other characters in that? Like other,
I don't know.
I think there were other things attached. It was either that or something. Anyway, there was this one doll that was called Grubby.
Grubby?
Yeah, that was this other character in that. I think it was Teddy Ruxpin. It was one of those things. And she wanted it for Christmas. And in her parents' house, they did, you know, like a line of presents. So you had to open them in order. And her brother, my brother-in-law, who's a couple years older than her, kept saying to her, "I got Grubby." Like every package, he's like, "I got Grubby." Like, "You didn't get it." And just teased her to the point where she started bawling and basically had one of those meltdowns where she tried to throw the Christmas tree at him. And sadly, to our shame, we, the rest of the family, teased her about that in her adulthood for years, and to the point where it really shouldn't have been done. So if you're suffering from any of those kind of Christmas stories, just stop from crying out loud.
Grubby is an animal associated with Teddy Ruxpin.
There you go. I was right.
I just looked it up.
Boy, I'm sharp as a tack this morning.
You are. You're sharp as a Christmas tack. My wife has one of those stories where she had told her mom her whole growing up days, you know, like when she was little, that her mom had this little ring that had a black square amethyst on it. It was black, I guess. Maybe, is amethyst black? No.
I don't know.
What would be black? Like onyx or whatever. It's just a black stone with a little diamond chip right in the center of it. And it was small. And my wife said she would go in there and just try it on over and over and over and over again. And then one Christmas morning, her mom, they're having Christmas, and her sister opens it up as a Christmas gift. She goes, "I ruined Christmas that year for the whole family," because I'm like, "She's never even played with it, you know?" And so that's the kind of a sore point.
That's
so.
We never, have we really talked about the horrors of Christmas that happened? I mean, everybody's got one of those stories where something just terrible happened and ruined Christmas for everybody.
Oh, I think it was last year, maybe the year before, where Casey Campbell wrote me, Family Man Casey, and he was talking about how, he goes, "Todd, I'm a terrible dad." He goes, "You know, I got my son crying on Christmas Eve." You know, he goes, "I never do that, but I picked Christmas Eve to do it on." And I'm like, "That is so, so daddish, well, Christmassy-ish."
Been there, done that. Welcome to the club.
Yep. Yep. And there's another one coming up in 11 days. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's just all the, you know, you kind of come down thinking your kids are going to, you know, the magic, and they're going to be just happy with everything. I mean, if you watch like America's Funniest Home Videos, I don't know, there's always a whole Christmas episode, and they have multiple shots people send in where the kid looks at this present and he just throws it at the tree and hates it. And he starts screaming, you know, and that's what's Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
I didn't know that was an option. There were some presents I got I would have done that with.
What was the best Christmas present you ever got, Scott?
Oh, the best. That's going to be tough to think of.
Or memorable, maybe.
Yeah, the strongest memory from my childhood was probably just when my brother and I both got 10-speed bikes one Christmas. That was pretty
cool.
That's
a big deal, yeah.
Mine was red and his was blue.
Cool.
If I recall correctly. But we were like, we thought we were done opening presents, and then we sat down on the couch and looked over, and there were two, you know, big presents that had the bottoms of the wheels you could see sticking out of the bottom of the package of the wrapping paper, because, you know, they couldn't wrap the whole thing all the way to the floor. And I kind of, my brother was sitting next to me on the couch, and I kind of nudged him. I'm like, Dave.
Was that like a Christmas Story moment at the end of Christmas where he opens a Red Ryder BB gun?
It was pretty close to that, I think. It was
the music plays softly.
No, we just kind of freaked out when he noticed. He was like, "What?" And so we ran over and ripped him open. That was great.
That's so fun. That's my, see, this is my wife wants that to happen every year for all our kids.
Yes.
And just like the pressure. And I'm like, "Honey, it just doesn't happen very often. You know, it just has to be just right." And So it's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure on a woman. A lot of pressure on a husband of a woman.
Well, I just kind of give up early and decide it's not going to happen. I'll do my best, but, you know.
Do you have any last-minute Christmas things to do? I mean, like last gifts minute. To do or
I said last to... minute to my wife last night, and she was like, last minute? This isn't even, we've just started. So I got plenty of time.
I don't know. Yeah, that is true. We still have 11 days.
I hope the Amazon trucks are running for a while still.
Well, they are here in the Christmas cheer state. I mean, I feel like they stop at my house three times a day.
Yes.
At least. I mean, I go out to get the mail and I come back and there's a package by my door. I'm like, I didn't even see the truck. You know? Yep. And then I take it in and, you know, later I go out again. There's another package there.
Did they get the drone thing going yet?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Oh, which reminds me, talking about Christmas shows, if you have Disney Plus, the last episode of The Santa Clauses comes out today. They did a whole series with Tim Allen, and it was good, you know, or has been good, kind of fun. Feels like about like 1, 2, and 3, you know, same style, same cheesiness. So
I usually just stick with the originals on those. I've only seen the first Home Alone. I've only seen the first Santa Claus.
Really?
Know. Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, Home Alone 2, I think, is better than 1.
No way.
Yeah, it's like everybody's the same age. It's kind of like one of those formulas where they almost do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But you like it because it is. I mean, watch that one, Scott. If you haven't watched that one, watch the second one.
All right.
That's good. You're going to like it. Maybe even more.
And apparently people will be mad at us if we don't announce this. Some friends of mine on Facebook have been posting that you can now get, if you, you know, stand on your head and turn around and do a couple weird things with the remote, you can get on Disney Plus the Muppet Christmas Carol, the extra scene. I think you have to choose it as an extra scene, though. It's not like actually included in the movie, in the Muppet Christmas Carol. The extra scene where they sing the song that they took out years ago. I've always had it on my DVD. The Love Is Gone. Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. We have it on VHS. Yeah. So it was always included in that.
Yeah.
But apparently, you're right.
It wasn't on Disney Plus, and so now you can find the extra scene at least if you want. That's big Christmas news. That's all I got.
Well, that's about all I got. Except to say, Dad, if you got some Christmas stuff to yet to do, take care of it. Like Scott said, he had 3 movies he wants to try to get in or whatever. If he could only get in, you know, yes. get those in. I know this weekend we're going to sleep around our Christmas tree, which we've done for years and years. And it's always an uncomfortable night's sleep, but maybe the most magical night of the year. And it takes some planning because all the kids are gone. You know, our kids are like, I've got volleyball that night. Can't be there. You know, or I'm doing this. So we're going to try to figure it out and squeeze it in. And
you got a lot of kids. Do you include the grandkids now too?
No. We do. I mean, some of them will come and we'll watch the Polar Express.
Okay.
Cause that's always seems to be the movie for the night. And then they all headed back home and we might do something else that evening, but then we don't even have sleeping bags. We just bring our blankets down and pillows, and I sleep on the couch and Debbie sleeps upstairs. She always feels guilty. Sometimes she tries to sleep downstairs, but her back hurts and she needs her bed. So Maggie won't stay downstairs. She'll kind of, even though she might have last year, she kind of gravitates back to her bed as well. But I don't know. We do it. And in fact, this is the payoff. It's pretty cool when you see your adult kids who now have kids, they're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So Ben and Rissa are planning to sleep around the Christmas tree with Renly and Hudson and Anders, I think this weekend as well. And, you know, that's kind of fun because, you know, I mean, people will say, I used to have friends who they just didn't do Christmas and they'd say things like, well, you know, that's a pagan holiday, druid worship, you know, it's human sacrifices to trees and all that garbage. but I would always say back, you know, yeah, I get that. I said, but what other month do you spend a whole month kind of doing family together? And they're like, yeah, that's true. Because, you know, it just feels like it is a gift to families. You know, I love it. And I've said it before. I love it on my birthday that my family gets to celebrate together, whether they remember me or not. You know, I don't care if they give me presents or if they make me the center. You know, I think surely God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit must enjoy any time a family gets together. And, you know, when we get together and we try to focus on his birth, even though we don't always do a very good job of it, it surely must bring him pleasure because it does me. And so
right on.
So, Dad, have a great weekend. You know, get in a Christmas video or again, check the Bell Ringer website and ring the bell with one of your kids or all your kids, your whole family, or go ice skating or go to the mall or take your little kids and go do their Christmas shopping for one another or for their mom. And it's easier to not do all that, but just do it because you did, Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Stand up, you may think it's hard to think the way I am, but it's a godly thing to be a family man. A family man. A family man. A family man. You want a little Christmas bonus of extra awesome spiritualness?
Sure.
So every year I've heard the Christmas story every Christmas morning, you know, my whole life pretty much.
Right.
And you see it on Charlie Brown, you know. Within the last couple of years, though, I had a moment of like clarity or inspiration or something. I don't know, just listening to that. And the moment, it's Luke 2 verse 13, I believe, when it says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. So like, first of all, there was just one angel sent to them to say, you know, Jesus is here. But it's almost like the rest of the angels were just sitting behind that little invisible wall between the physical realm and the spiritual realm. And they're like, daddy, can we go too? And we want to announce Jesus. Come on. And Father's like, okay, fine, go ahead. And they just burst forth into the physical realm. That's awesome. They're like, joy to the world, you know? And I'm like, you know, that's there. Like that other side, man, you know, you get that glimpse of Elijah and Elisha,
right,
like, you know, where they see the chariots of fire. It's like, that spiritual realm is there. We just don't see it, you know? Yeah.
So that's cool. Thanks for sharing that.
Hey, Scott. No problem.